It is time now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger, the editor and publisher of The Timberjay. It's a newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks, Heidi. Glad to be here.
So it was a big week. The legislative session ended on Monday, right?
Well, midnight on Monday or midnight on Sunday.
Sure, something like that.
View, right?
Yeah. That's always the last hours of it are always a little crazy, but this year was very different.
Yeah, it really was. And I talked to Tom Bach about the situation down there, and he said that it really was a problem with, you know, the COVID-19 and the social distancing and the fact that, you know, they weren't meeting in session most of the time. You know, lawmakers were at home and, you know, calling in or going in video, conference kind of things. And it was a problem. He said it really slowed everything down. Even voting took longer.
Yeah.
And I've certainly seen this with, you know, local governmental units up here. I mean, every meeting takes longer than it would otherwise. So it's just everything's more cumbersome. And I think what happened here, certainly at the end of session this year, they just couldn't vote on all the things that needed voting on. Some of the stuff wasn't even controversial that didn't get passed. But they just literally ran out of time. You know, it just... they just couldn't complete all the voting because everything took, you know, twice as long to just do a roll call, you know, than it took in the past. So I think that was part of the problem. But then, of course, there were differences over, you know, some of the major bills, such as the bonding bill, and that's kind of what we focused on this week because there were a lot of projects up in our area. I think there was altogether about $29 million. That was in the bonding bill for right up in our neck of the woods. I mean, there were some big ones there. I mean, Tower had $3 million in for a water plant project, and the city of Ely had about almost $3 million in there for a trailhead facility on the west entrance to town, which will kind of be a hub for a bunch of major trails, including, the Taconite Snowmobile Trail, the Mesabi Trail, and also the Prospector Loop, which is an ATV trail. So they're going to have a lot of information there, and it's a nice development. And, of course, that's waiting in limbo now as we try to figure out what's going to happen with the bonding bill moving forward. There was also money in there for a new visitor center and campground associated with Voyageurs National Park, and that would be located at Crane Lake. So, and they don't have a visitor center there currently at Crane Lake, and they've been wanting one for a long time. So this would have all been, you know, good news for our area, but it will wait for hopefully a special session and hopefully some agreement. I know some lawmakers are relatively optimistic about the prospects for agreement, but I know Tom Bach was a little more circumspect about the prospects. One of the things that I think made it difficult was that the House Minority Leader, Kurt Dowd, had made a promise back on May 2nd to a group of convention goers at the 2nd Congressional District GOP convention, and he had promised that he would not allow a bonding bill to go forward as long as Governor Walz's emergency order related to the COVID-19 situation remained in effect. Well, I mean, the governor obviously hasn't lifted that yet, and so Kurt Dowd kept his folks in line and in the House side, and they did not allow a bonding bill to go through. I should say too, it didn't pass on the Senate side either. So I mean, they've got their issues in both places. Clearly, the one problem is going to be if Dowd does hold tight to his promise, lawmakers are expected to come back on June 12th to St. Paul, But if the emergency order remains in place, as most people expect it will, then the bonding bill may not pass, even if they do get together and have a special session. So there's still a lot of uncertainty here. I mean, I think most lawmakers would like to have a bonding bill this session because, you know, obviously this is a good time. Interest rates are about as low as they can get, and obviously there are folks looking for work right now. So, you know, a bonding bill would be a good thing. It would put a lot of people back to work, but it's just going to have to wait for lawmakers to agree here.
Yeah, and they're all up for re-election this November, so that looks good for them if they do get a bonding bill as they run for office.
It certainly does.
And it's the governor who calls the special session, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll see what happens on that front.
Yep.
Well, let's move on to a story of a couple of places' openings. That's a nice thing to hear instead of closings or delays.
Right. Yep, well, we have the new Zoop store in Cook opened on Wednesday, so that was big news. It's been about a year and a half since they've had a full-service grocery store there in Cook, so folks were excited about that. And also this week, Fortune Bay Resort Casino, which is really about the largest employer up north of the Laurentian Divide here, announced that they are going to be reopening the casino and the hotel and whatnot starting on June 1st. So that will be bringing some folks back to work. Now, not everybody's going to be going back. There's still going to be some of the restaurants. There's two restaurants there that will remain closed for the time being. And they're going to be open more limited hours. Like a lot of casinos, you know, they had been open 24/7. And they're going to be going to, you know, like hours. They're going to be closing, you know, in the wee hours in the morning, and presumably they'll be doing some cleaning and things like that to kind of sanitize things. So that's what's going on there. The other big news associated with Fortune Bay's announcement is that they're going to be going smoke-free, which is a big development. A lot of casinos have been kind of the last outposts in terms of you know, public facilities where you've had smoke or smoking allowed. So this is a big change, and I'm sure a lot of people will be happy. And it's also a health issue, I guess. You know, no doubt about it. So they're making that step.
Yeah,
so hopefully that'll be good for them.
Yeah, and since COVID has a lot to do with lungs, and it's not going away.
Yes.
You know, next week, that's probably a really good move on their part.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, it's nice to see, you know, I think we all like to hear some good news or creativity that's happening. Small businesses have been thinking about how they do what they do very differently. You had a feature story this week about a business owner in the Ely area. Tell us about her.
Sure. Her name is Susan Lane, and she started here a year or so ago a cake-making business. It's called And I'll Make the Cake. And she had been having quite a bit of success with the cake business, and she had been looking at opening a new cake studio and a graphic arts business in Ely. And then, of course, the whole COVID-19 thing hit, and suddenly orders that she had for cakes for, you know, parties, gatherings, and whatnot, the cancellations just started rolling in because nobody was having those kinds of gatherings anymore. And so she was a little bit flustered, trying to figure out what to do, had put the plans on hold for the new cake studio. But then she decided she wanted to bake a cake for a business, you know, an essential business that was open, you know, like a hospital or something like that. And so she did an online poll asking people in the Ely area, you know, which business they wanted to see get a cake. And there was so much interest in it. And then the orders just started pouring in because so many people said, well, I know another essential business that I think should get a cake. And pretty soon she was just getting inundated with orders. In fact, so many that she said she can't do anymore right now. She needs a break. And she's done about 100 cakes so far. And it's been kind of a little social phenomenon here in the Tower Ely area. In fact, some Tower area businesses have gotten cakes. We got one actually. Somebody sent one to us too. So it's been kind of fun, and the cakes are delicious, and they go quickly. And all the workers at all these various businesses have certainly been appreciative. And of course, let's face it, it's great publicity for your cake business.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, that's a great story to end on. That's Marshall Helmberger. It's the Border News Roundup. It's Memorial Day weekend, is that right?
It is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of traffic and what kind of things are going on this weekend.
Yeah, it will be.
We'll have to check in with you next week on that. That's Marshall, Timber J. You can find more information at timberj.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Heidi.